immeasurable, in the millions. So they called us up and said, Pastor Sam, would your church be interested in merging of our church, taking over big property, 80 acres, highway frontage, worth 75 to 80 million US dollars, and crazy stuff, just an auditorium that fits 3,000 people, which we desperately need. So we went like, this is God answering the prayers. So I went like, whoa, three auditoriums, one for three, one for 1,000, another for three. I went, this is it. So I met with my team and I went, let's do this. I initially had meetings with the pastor and the members of their team and had the initial four meetings, and then it happened. All right, Pastor Sam, it's time. We all agree, let's formalize this. Have your board meet with our board, the formal meeting, and then we'll sign an MOU and we'll execute accordingly. So there it is. We met in a certain coffee establishment whose name I will not mention, and I drank my almond milk latte and Jezebel on the cup. And so we were there. And so I never said anything. Did I say anything? So we sat and we debriefed. What are they gonna ask you? What do we prepare for? Because we don't know. So I'm thinking, all right, I'm going in there. Questions would be fiduciary governance, integration of systems, attrition for the current staff in that church and so forth, HR components, risk management, typical integrative systems and so forth. And then they're probably gonna ask, well, you have a Slavic service or a Spanish service? And they're probably gonna ask questions that really matter, like, why do you speak so fast? Questions that are really legitimate, you should be asking. We walked into the meeting. This is about what drives you. So I walk into the meeting, I sat right here. I have Jeff Carter, Kimberly Hicks, my board members, four of them. They had their team here. And I came here and I went, okay. First, this is it, the initial. Like, no joke, this happened just like this. There were witnesses to that. And both sides attest to it because it was so crazy. So I sat down and I'm going like, great. All right, let's do this. And the first question, board member. Pastor Sam, we want to begin by asking you this critical question. One question. And I'm thinking, all right, here comes systems, ideas, a budget. What is it? And they go, Pastor Sam, our church, we lean left. We want to know, where do you lean? This is me. Because I'm thinking, I'm candid camera, is this a, you know, like, this has to be it. There's no... Because I'm thinking other, total, both a sign and a wonder, nothing came out of my mouth. And my team, his wife was there. She's part of our board. Nothing came out. And they're looking at me like, say something. Nothing came out. And I'm going, because I'm processing it. First of all, in light of everything we do, I'm a part-time comedian. But so help me, the first thing that hit me wasn't prophetic, spiritual. The first thing was, dude, you have enough jokes for the next 3 years to carry you over wherever you go. You're covered. The next thing that happened is the Holy Spirit prompted me and said, all right, Sammy, go ahead. Say it. Answer them. And I didn't want to. Because if I would say what the Holy Spirit wanted me to say, we would never get the building. So I'm fighting with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit always wins. So I look up after about a minute of absolute nothing coming out of this Puerto Rican's mouth. And I look up and I go, thank you for your question. Yeah, thank you for your question. With great due deference, our church, new season at our church, we don't lean. We stand. If you're standing, lift up your hands. Repeat after me, I don't lean. I stand. Say it like you believe it. I don't lean. I stand. Repeat it again. I don't lean. I stand. We stand, we stand, we stand. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. It's time. I'm praying. And I know this church doesn't. Don't lean. We need a church that rises up. We can't be driven by the winds of just a cultural derivative ideas, social constructs, ideologies, falsehoods, and lies. We need a church that... Stand up for biblical truth. Stand up for righteousness and justice. And I'm going to be full of righteous indignation now. Stand up for our children. Lift up your hands. Stand up for holy sexuality. Stand up for the family. Stand up for godliness. Stand up for life, religious liberty, biblical justice, racial unity. The church is anointed to destroy bigotry and racism in the name of Jesus. Stand up for the gospel. I hope I get invited again. I don't want to get in trouble with you, but don't just stand here in the church. Stand up in the school board meeting. Stand up in the voting booth. Stand up everywhere you go. Somebody shout like you're about to stand. Lift up your hands. Therefore, put on the full armor of God. When the day of evil comes, not if. When the day of evil comes, what's now? You may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, stand. Repeat after me. I don't lean. I stand. Lift up your hands one more time. Even if we have to land this right now, we'll continue this when we speak again. We're about to see your church rise up. Not one driven by the winds of political correctness, comfortability, lukewarmness, apathy, but one driven by the Father, by the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. A church that stands. Repeat after me. Come hell or high water, I'm on my way to Rome. Somebody shout like you actually believe what you just said. Stand with me. You are standing. I'm going to conclude with this point, and then I'm just going to make a call here at your discretion as the Holy Spirit leads. They decided to be driven by the storm. How did that work out? It didn't. It was over. Because they decided to be driven, and it may make some sense logically. So the wind, don't go against it. I get that, but they just said, let the storm drive us. Read it. Let the winds drive us. That did not work out in their favor. Literally, it fell apart. In the middle of the ship being battered and falling apart, there's a word that comes to Paul. There's a word undergirded in his spirit and one via the conduit of an angelic visitation. One of the craziest words you could hear if you're in the middle of a shipwreck. You want to hear it? Crazy word. Here's the word. Imagine you in the middle of a shipwreck, in the middle of the ocean, and the thing's being battered. And then God says, I have a word for you. Yes, Lord, give me the word. I have a word for you. Give me the word. Paul, yes, God. You see that ship you're in? Yes, Lord. Paul, here's the word. You see the ship? Yes. That ship will not make it. Like, who says that? But the comma is powerful. Hey, Paul, the ship you're in will not make it, comma, but you will. I know you got that. For the next 1 minute and 38 seconds, I want to preach to somebody here who lost a ship, but you're still here. You lost a relationship. You lost a season. You lost a chapter. You lost a friend. You lost something, but you're still here. You're still standing.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
How many here have that testimony? That even without that ship, you're still here. There are relationships that didn't make it, but you're still here. There are ideas that didn't make it, but you're still here. There are seasons that didn't make it, but you're still here. You lost followers, but not your faith. You lost connections, but not the calling. You even lost your mind for a moment, but you never lost your mantle. Somebody prays like you're still here. Somebody give God glory. Because in life, it'll be a false version of Christianity if we ever preach the audacity that we never lose anything. Look what happened in Maui. Sometimes we lose our ship. But even without that ship, God says you will make it. Hebrews 10:23. Is this for anybody here? He is faithful to keep his promise. Isaiah 43:13, one of my favorites. From eternity to eternity, I am God. No one can snatch away anything from my hand, and what I have done will never be undone. So even if you lost your ship, and I know it hurt, we've all lost something. Please, stop posting, confessing, declaring. Stop the whole, and I know it's painful, but there comes a season where we go through it and we gotta get healed. But then there has to come a season, we have to stop doing, look what the devil did. And beginning today, you're gonna go from look what the devil did to look what the Lord has done. I dare you to open up your arms and say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. I'm on my way to Rome. 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 I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus as my Lord. Philippians 3:8. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. We declare things. I lost my ship, but I still have my anointing. I lost my ship, but I still have my calling. I lost my ship, but I still have my praise. I lost a ship, but I have Jesus. And if I have Jesus, I have everything I need to make it. If you got this word, lift up your hands. If you got it, lift up your hands. If God's speaking to you about your role, your God-ordained destiny, a God-ordained purpose. It is Psalm 138, verse 8. It's 1 Corinthians 2:9. It's Jeremiah 33:3. It's God showing you, demonstrating that you're not on this planet by coincidence. You're not a styrofoam cup. There's a purpose for your life. And your purpose is not to just go through a routine of some sort of fabricated rubric for the purpose of pleasing an established sort of continuum that places a lid on the fulfillment of your prophetic purpose. God has you on this planet for greater things. And they just say, Pastor John, how can you? You have no idea what I've been through. If you've been through hell, you should be smiling. Because if you've been through hell, it only means that your purpose will change the world. Your purpose will actually, for the glory of Christ, in Him, by Him, through Him, with Him. Hey, Paul, that ship will not make it, but you will. And then an angelic visitation says, hey, Paul, I have news for you. Not only will you make it, but everyone in the ship will make it too. See, that should prompt you to put a smile, because your family and your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will hear the gospel of Jesus, will know that Christ is Lord. If you believe, your household will be saved. If you believe you're about to see your family come to Jesus. If you believe you're about to see your friends and your followers come to Jesus. If you believe your generation will come to Jesus. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15, Acts 16:31. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you and your household will be saved. Lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, we are on our way to Rome. We are on our way to fulfill our God-ordained purpose and assignment, to glorify you, to magnify you, to show you to a broken world, to demonstrate your power, your grace, your gift, and your glory, your provision, promotion, and protection, your forgiveness, your freedom, and your favor to a world that is broken. We're on our way to Rome. We're on our way to Rome. We're on our way to Rome. I'm going to call you out for a second. If you say, hey, Pastor Sam, this word is all me. I lost the ship. I didn't get all the details about my destiny and purpose. All I knew, God had a purpose for me. And I get it now. I've been battered, but I know there's a reason for all of this. I'm on my way. And what God has begun, it cannot be stopped. He will finish. Read it. This is how they got there, to Malta. Those that couldn't swim held on, read it, to pieces, to broken pieces of the ship that fell apart. Has anyone here held on to a broken piece of their dream, but it was still a part of your dream? Has anyone here ever discovered that a broken praise is still a praise? And a wounded worshiper is still a worshiper? And a prodigal son is still a son. Anyone here ever discovered that God does great things with broken pieces? Is there anyone here in Oahu who understands that the purpose of God is greater than the brokenness of man? He does great things with broken pieces. He does great things. Sometimes all you have left is a piece of it. Just a piece. A piece of the mantle, the dream, the calling, the anointing, just a piece. But it's good enough to get you to where you need to get to in order for you to be restored. Lift up your hands and close your eyes. Here's the call. Ah. We are pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. God does great things with broken pieces. If it's broken, God can fix it. If it's empty, God can fill it. If it failed, God can restore it. If it's sin, God can forgive it. If it's wrong, God can make it right. If it's crooked, God can make it straight. If it fell, God can pick it up. If it's paralyzed, God can make it move. And if it died, hey, God can resurrect it. Vulnerability leads to victory in an atmosphere full of God's presence. So learn to worship with your wounds, praise with your problems, move with your mess, sing through your sorrow, and dance in the middle of your drought, because God does great things with broken pieces. I'm going to call quickly. If you say, Pastor Sam, I'm on my way to Rome, and I'm in the middle of my Malta season. I've been through my shipwreck. I've lost something along the way, but I've reached the place where God's going to restore everything, and He's going to resource, not just restore, but resource everything. Hear that word. He's going to restore and resource absolutely everything. Because as for me and my house, we're on our way to Rome. If this word is for you, and you've been through the storm, the shipwreck, and you say, I want this, come out of your seat right now and join me somewhere here. If you have to think about it, I'm going to be honest, it's not you. But if you know who you are, get out of your seat right now and just join me somewhere. Fill up the aisles somewhere. All you got to say is, come here. I'm on my way to Rome. 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 I'm going to pray over you real quick here. I'm on my way to Rome. 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 I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. Come on. 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 Regardless of what you lost, in spite of what you lost, even though it was painful and hurtful, you're on your way to Rome. Even without that ship, even without that relationship, even without that job connection, even without that side hustle, you're still going to make it to your place of destiny. What God has planned for you and purpose for you will come to pass through the finished, vicarious, atoning work of Jesus. For Christ is your everything. Colossians 3:11. You will make it to your home. Everybody, stretch out your hands towards everyone who passed up here. We'll wait for you. For your home and your marriage. You're on your way to Rome. For your children and your children's children. You're on your way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. He does great things with broken pieces. He does great things with broken pieces. You're on your way to Rome. You're on your way to Rome. 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 I sense the Spirit of God in this place so thick right now. Those two words resonate. Restoration, resources. This is your Malta season. You're in that in-between on your way. But let me just prophesy upon you, and I say that with fear and trembling. In Jesus' name, your shipwreck season officially comes to an end right here, right now, in this place. It's over. Somebody shout, it's over. Somebody shout, it's over. By the time you get back home, you will see the effects of the fact that it's over. Everyone here, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I receive this word. In the name of Jesus, I am anointed, me and my house, we are anointed for greater things, for Rome. Thank you that even without that ship, we're still gonna make it. Thank you that everyone in my ship will make it. I give you glory that you do great things with broken pieces. So today, I step into that Malta anointing, restoration, resources, enabling me for your glory to make it to my Rome. There's not a devil in hell, a demon on earth, a viper or a snake that will ever stand in my way. Come hell or high water, I'm on my way to Rome. Somebody shout like you're on your way. Somebody praise like you're on your way.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed. It's so filled with God's power and spirit. It will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.